Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
My family lives across the states in a small house. I try to visit often, given I usually get a lot of vacation time from my work. The drive is something I find relaxing, so I don't mind the extra couple days it takes to get there. Most of the time, I try to stay at one hotel or motel along the way, and when I do, I just check in, sleep, and get back on the road as soon as I'm able. It's mainly because the areas along the drive are bare and run down, usually in the middle of nowhere. I find it hard to feel safe, since I'm not used to being in those kinds of areas. Last year, I took the same road trip I always did to my parents' house during the holiday season. I started my drive early, I want to say around 1 or 2 a.m., and drove for almost 20 hours straight, aside from stopping for food and coffee a few times. By then it was 11 p.m., and I was exhausted and struggling to stay awake behind the wheel. I was just under 8 hours away, but I couldn't go much further. I was in the middle of nowhere, so whatever the next possible place to stay at was, I planned on taking it. About 20 minutes further, I turned off into a small town. It pretty much just had a motel and gas station, but that was all I needed. I pulled into the mostly empty parking lot and walked over to the front desk. An older lady greeted me and made small talk, then I got a room and headed back to my car so I could park closer to the door. I was extremely exhausted and left all of my stuff in the car and just went inside. I didn't care about the room at all, I just went inside and immediately got in the shower so I could get ready for bed as soon as possible. During my quick 5-minute shower, I heard a few tapping sounds. They sounded like they were from outside though, maybe a tree branch knocking against the building. I thought nothing of it and got out, putting on the same comfortable clothes I was wearing, then got in bed. I set an alarm on my phone so I wouldn't oversleep, and finally reached for the lamp and turned off the light. Being at an old, run-down motel in the middle of nowhere seemed irrelevant compared to how tired I was, so I fell asleep without trouble. Though, I didn't stay asleep for long. I jumped awake, hearing something move in the darkness surrounding the bed. I sat up, staring toward the front door, but I could barely see anything. I was too scared to move and reach for the light, afraid of what I might see. It wasn't long before I heard something from the other side of the bed, outside the window. My heart was racing, and I could feel myself starting to sweat, as I was wide awake at this point. I quickly turned back around and switched on the light. The room was empty. Nothing seemed out of place, until I noticed the closet door was cracked open. Everything was going through my mind, trying to understand every possibility.
Hello?
I decided to call out, but there was no response. Feeling like I may have just scared myself for no reason, I got up and slowly walked towards the closet. When I pulled the closet door more open, I was confused. A large bag was wedged between the back of the closet and the door, falling to the ground as I opened it further. Looking around, there was actually a whole stash of luggage. Clothes, bags, appliances, all clearly belonging to someone, not the typical stuff you would see at a motel. While I was looking at all this stuff, I suddenly heard the window slam shut by my bed, followed by footsteps running away. I shivered and froze, then took this chance to grab my phone from the nightstand and run out to my car. Almost just as I got inside and turned the car on, I looked up and made eye contact with a man standing right by the door to the room. He looked at me for a second, then rushed inside and grabbed one of the large bags from the closet and sprinted off behind the building. I was terrified and quickly drove closer to the front office, then ran inside to tell the woman what had happened. She contacted the police immediately and locked us both inside the office until they arrived. What we found out next was confusing, and the information came out over multiple weeks, but I'll try to explain it the best I can. The remaining bags in the closet were identified. as they were found to belong to several individuals who were robbed within the past month at several different motel locations in the surrounding area. It's likely that the man was using the room I was in as a place to temporarily stash the belongings, using the unlocked window to access the room. One of those bags, however, belonged to a young woman who was reported missing just a few weeks prior, and the officers believe the crimes are connected. But all the reported bags that were stolen were found inside that closet, so the bag that the man ran inside to grab was not accounted for. They questioned me on it multiple times, making sure I was confident that I saw him run out with another bag, and asking me the approximate size of it and everything. My curiosity has really kept my mind from being able to forget that night, as I wonder what he planned on doing when he was outside the window while I was sleeping. I knew it was closed when I went to bed, so he had to have opened it while I was asleep, which is even creepier. I also wonder what was in that one bag that was so important that he needed to grab it before running off. I don't go on many vacations, nor do I stay at hotels often, but last year I had a problem occur in my small house that required me to be away for several days for it to be fixed. Given the circumstances, I had to book a hotel nearby and stay there until further notice. I wasn't happy about it, but there wasn't anything I could do and nowhere else I could stay. I looked for the absolute cheapest hotel in the area, trying to save as much money as possible. The one I went with was 25 minutes away, but was half the price of the ones closer. Although I knew it was because the hotel was located in the lesser part of the town, the extra money saved more than made up for it in my mind. That was until I got there. The place was disgusting, at least on the outside. Trash was everywhere and the building was very clearly not taken care of. The pictures online only showed the rooms in the lobby, but they looked clean and somewhat nice, so I was a little bit confused. I grabbed my small suitcase from my back seat and walked inside. Immediately when entering, I was relieved. The lobby was very small, but it was nice and clean. I headed for the counter to check in, but nobody was standing there. I stood patiently for a minute, looking around the main room. It was very quiet and not a single person was anywhere. It was only 4 p.m., so I assumed people would be walking around or hanging out in the lobby. I took a few steps further into the hotel, looking down the main hallway leading to the rooms. At the very end was a man, standing right outside a room door. After watching him for a few seconds, it was apparent that he was just facing the door, not moving or anything. Feeling uncomfortable, I backed up to the front counter again. Finally, a man came from outside and walked behind the counter. Honestly, he looked dead inside. He asked for my name and gave me the keycard, then walked away. I glanced at the card, seeing the room number written with a marker in the corner. Given the low number, I knew it was on the first floor. I walked over to the hallway I was just at and looked at the directions for where the rooms were, and my stomach ached a bit when I realized it was down the hallway where I'd seen that man. Even worse, as I started making my way down, I realized it was at the end of the hallway, right where the man was standing. I couldn't tell if he was standing outside my exact room or not because of how far he was when I saw him, but it was creepy either way. Although I hadn't been to many hotels previously, I do remember the annoyance of the thin walls allowing you to hear every noise from every room. What was strange as I walked down the hall was that there was no noise coming from any room. No TVs were on, nobody was talking, no movement, nothing. It gave me chills, but when I reached my door, I quickly scanned the card and headed inside. Given everything, it was actually in good condition. It was very small and was clearly old, but it was exactly what I expected of the cheap room. I laid my suitcase down on the floor, then took a look into the bathroom to make sure it was good, and finally locked the door and sat on the couch. Not at all surprised, the TV didn't work though, so I was left with just my phone. After an hour of trying to keep myself occupied, a knock came from the door. It startled me, given it was just a single knock, which sounded more like a hit. The door had no peephole, so when I got there, I flicked the safety latch over just in case and opened the door a crack. That same man from earlier was standing in the hallway, only a foot or so from the door. We made eye contact through the crack in the door.
Hi, did you need something? Yeah.
I paused, waiting for him to tell me what, but he just stood there like he was waiting for me to say something.
Okay man, what do you need then?
I said, in a way to show that I was clearly bothered by him. The strange man responded, claiming he was the previous person staying in my room, and that he had accidentally left something important inside one of the drawers. I said okay and told him I would grab it real quick, and began closing the door and turning around, but the man pushed the door back, slamming it against the safety latch. I looked back at him, my heart starting to race as I was getting a really bad feeling about this.
It's in the top dresser drawer,
the man muttered to me, then backed up, letting the door close. I turned back around, heading to the dresser and opening the top drawer. Inside, there was actually a small-sized box taped shut on the top. Picking it up, it was fairly light though. I mean, like it felt empty. I walked back over to the door and opened it, seeing the man still standing there.
Is this what you were looking for?
I asked. The man nodded and held his hand out. I went to slip the box through the crack in the door, but it was barely too big. I tried every possible angle, probably looking like an idiot, but it was just slightly too wide on every side. The man looked impatient, and while I really didn't trust this place, at the moment, I thought the guy had told the truth about leaving something behind, and I did see him standing by the door before, so I figured it'd be fine to open the door for a second just to hand him the box. As soon as I moved the latch over, the man rammed his body into the door, knocking me down and pulling a gun on me. He yelled at me to back up into the living room and stand against the wall. I was actually stunned at how loud he was screaming, thinking surely he would alarm everyone in the building. He grabbed my whole suitcase and continued looking around while holding the gun at me. Then, just when he was about to leave, he walked up to me, put the pistol just inches from my face, and stared me in the eyes. I was shaking in fear, staring into this man's rage-filled eyes, but after a few seconds, he backed up and ran away with my stuff. I stood in that same spot for probably a whole minute, staring at the ground. It happened so fast, it almost didn't even seem real. When I finally got myself together, I went outside my room and went straight to the front desk. The guy there was just casually standing there like he didn't hear anything, and nobody else was in sight. To sum everything up, nothing was done. He got away with all of my stuff, and honestly, every authority figure I talked to didn't seem scared or surprised in any way. They kind of just looked at me like I didn't even belong here anyways. I guess it was just normal, and they expect you to look out for yourself. The box was in fact empty though, and the whole thing was obviously just an interesting plot to rob those who stayed at the hotel. Those last moments before the man ran away though, are what I keep thinking back to. The rage in his eyes, holding the gun up like he was ready to pull the trigger without thinking twice. Why didn't he? My only thought was that maybe he knew that if it was just a robbery, then nobody would come looking. I don't know, but I definitely won't be staying at a cheap hotel in a bad neighborhood ever again. This happened while I was on a work trip. I work for an insurance company, and we can win trips to our other two big locations, one of which happens to be in Miami. I won the trip and went with my boss and a few other people in the company. Most of the trip was spent doing work stuff during the day, and then at night we were left to do what we wanted, like go to the hotel pool, bars in town, and all that other stuff. It was the second to last night I was there, and I didn't have much to do the next day, so me and a coworker went out to a cool-looking bar on First Street. We took an Uber and got there around 11 p.m. Miami is a party city, and the nightlife there is amazing. The bar was packed, and it made me feel like I was in college again. I wasn't that old, but I'd been out of college for a few years now. My coworker gets us shots, and throughout the night we have some more, and he ends up inviting two girls to the table and buys them shots as well. He hits it off with one of them, and the other one seems to take a liking to me. I'd been single for quite some time, and work had taken over my life, so I was honestly just excited someone was showing interest in me. Plus, I was on vacation, and she says she was too, so neither of us were expecting anything serious out of this. I thought she was really cool and extremely attractive, and throughout the night, I offered to buy her drinks, but she bought her own, which I thought was really cool too. It was around 2 a.m. now, and she asked if I wanted to go back to her hotel, which I found out was only a 15-minute walk from mine. I agreed, but honestly was pretty nervous. I knew this girl was way out of my league, but I decided to have fun and take a chance. We Ubered back to her hotel, which was insanely nice by the way, and got to the room. I'll spare you the details, but events occurred and afterwards we ended up talking for a bit. After a while, I noticed she was starting to get glued to her phone, so I went to the bathroom to clean up and get dressed. But while I was in there, I heard a key card open the door to the room and was confused. She never mentioned that she was here with anyone, and I didn't see anyone else's stuff in the room either. And that's when I heard a man's voice. My heart dropped to my stomach. I quickly got dressed and checked if I had everything. I had my phone and wallet, which were in my pants pocket, but my shoes were still out there. I decided I'd have to leave them, as I could not deal with whatever this is right now. While I was waiting for my time to slip out, I heard him ask why there's men's shoes by the bed. That's when I knew I was screwed. By the time I made the decision to make a run for it, there was a pounding on the bathroom door. It was one of those doors that slide open and doesn't really lock, so of course the cheap thing revealed me behind it. This guy was huge. I could not have been more unlucky if I tried. The cherry on top was he also had a gun and was pointing it right at me. He told me to get my shit and get out in the most calm voice that made everything 10 times scarier. I grabbed my shoes and left, my heart beating out of my chest. He closed the door behind me, and then silence. I didn't hear any fighting or yelling or anything, which I thought was weird, but I wasn't going to stay to find out. I got in the elevator and took my wallet out to get my key card, and what do you know, all my cash was gone. My credit card, my debit card, even my gift cards were taken. I don't even know when she had the time to take all this stuff and how I didn't notice. I tried thinking back to the bar and going into the room, but the night had turned into a blur. I spent the next hour canceling my cards, pissed that for the rest of the trip I would have absolutely no money. The next day I told my boss and coworkers, who sympathized but also found it funny. And now that it's been a few years since that incident, I can look back and find the humor in it. But what stuck with me was one of my friends theorized it might have been a setup. That might not have been her boyfriend at all. She could have taken me back to the hotel, stole my stuff, and waited till I went to the bathroom for the guy to come in and scare me off before I noticed the money was gone. If that's the case, it would explain why I didn't hear any fighting after I left, and why the guy wasn't more angry. I try not to think about it too hard, and anytime I go out, which isn't much anymore, I try to keep myself safer and make better decisions.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.